I need a beer.
All right. This is Bone Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bobcat right here on the Bone Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, Bumwise beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. Do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Over 22,000 subscribers and counting have joined the BWB army. So if you're stumbling across this video, whatever brought you to the dance here today, grab yourself a drink, sit back, relax, and stick around. It's a fun time. We have to catch everybody up here this week on the Battle of the Booze tournament. We are now two rounds deep. We're kicking off the Sour 16 this week. So we're going to catch you up with the winners and the losers and who's still alive and who could be the 2026 Bone Wine Bob Battle of the Booze champion. So hey, buckle up, sit back, relax. Let's get this party started because we have with us here, as always, Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse, man, how you doing?
Cheers, brother. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. Cheers to you. I mean, ooh, I see yeah. I got Hams did not make it out of the first round this year. So I had to, you know, crack one open here to celebrate one of the losers this week. But
they
I know
up against they had a hard
yeah, that was against Bush.
Bush
going strong. People love themselves some Bush beer, and we'll get into that because I was at the store the other day, and I was looking at some prices. We love to keep people up to date on the prices of beers, and we'll dig into that here this week as we get you guys caught up here. But I said, hey, I still had some hams left in the fridge from a few months back that every one of these I open, I don't know why, they've been sitting in the fridge, haven't moved, but I crack them open every time, and it always starts to foaming out everywhere. Oh, so it's like one of those. Yeah, and it's just like you crack it open. I'm like, oh, shit. Luckily, I didn't do it on the keyboard this time because this one is still sticky from the the last mishap. And I see Roadhouse has one there. He's got the banquet beer still going strong in this year's tournament. So we will catch everybody up.
We'll get everybody
who is going to be this year's champion. We'll wait and see everybody who's voted so far. Thank you. We appreciate it. Now keep spreading the word out there. But hey, it's not complete yet. We still need to bring in the third musketeer here.
Trifecta.
The Kevin the Tattoo Dude is back again. What's Kevin, man, up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Had a long day at work, so a nice cold beer is gonna
offset
that.
I was gonna try that. To, you know, duplicate your look there, so I wore my hat backwards.
Oh yeah, dude, I actually completely forgot to take off my shades.
Okay, I didn't know if you were just gonna put them on there.
I completely forgot they were there. Yeah,
the backwards man over there.
Got to do the backwards hat.
They're not as cool as my shades.
The shades, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, very look at it, very very exquisite over there for Roadhouse, you know, living that high life over there, you know.
But hey,
we are back here this week. We are back. We're going to catch everybody up on the goings on in the 2026 Bone Wine Bob Battle of the Booze Tournament, the Sour 16. We have hit it there, two rounds down, and just a few more to go until we crown this year's champion. But before we get into the winners and the losers, we have some more drinks to crack open here first. We were just getting the party started here with a little little pregame action.
A little pregame primers.
Pregame primers, but we figured we're going to go something a little bit different here. We kind of did a little grab bag again this week of some goodies here. Now, these are not beverages featured in this year's tournament,
right?
But I think Roadhouse came across something first that I think he should share because it's unique.
It is very unique and it's very new. I don't know. I actually got these from the ladies down at the liquor store.
The ones at the corner, or the
right up the road. she told me that their distributor dropped them off and said these are samples. Give them a shot. Don't know if they're going to make it anywhere, but they're called Tip Tops.
Okay.
Little 100-ounce cans.
Little guy.
They actually got cracking on the top. This one is an old-fashioned.
Okay.
And it's, you know, whiskey, sugar, and bitters, old fashioned. This baby's 37%.
Oh boy. Okay.
74 proof.
Ooh, man. That's a heavy. That's a heavy hitter in a little can over there.
Yeah.
So it's a little guy, but it's packing a punch. Like, so
here's comparison.
Yeah. I know.
It's so know. Cool
at first, when you sent the picture of it, it was a little deceiving. You did have it sitting there. I mean, you did have it next to a tall boy. So it's like, okay, well, the tall boy's pretty big. But so
yes.
Like, then you showed it in your hand.
Yeah.
And it looked like the Andre the Giant with the beer can in his hand, where it looks like this little tiny can, or a 12-ounce can in Andre the Giant's hand. It's like this little tiny thing in there. It's like a mini one.
The bottom doesn't have any date on it, but the only thing it has on the bottom, it says drinktiptop.com.
Okay.
So we'll have to bring that up.
Okay. All right.
Drinktiptop.com.
So Roadhouse, he's got something new out there. I've seen it yet. I mean, Roadhouse said his samples out there. So something new. We like to be on the front lines here.
We are on the front lines.
And on the cutting edge of new beverages out there. And hey, a free sample is good enough for anybody. We love free. We love free stuff over here. Oh, we are not ones to turn down
free stuff
anyway over here. And which kind of coincides to what Kevin and myself brought along here this week. And you know, there have been a lot of complaints recently we've had with Four Loko and their sponsorship and their lack of communication, and just we haven't felt the love recently from Four Loko. So as of right now, Kevin and myself, we did reach out to another brand who did respond back, and we've tried them a few times on the show before, but we did become officially now Beatbox ambassadors.
Yep,
over here.
That's right.
We filled out. Beatbox, we went through all the legalities. We filled out the paperwork. Now, Kevin did get his little sponsorship pack. I have not received mine yet over here, so
I'm surprised because you did it like a week before me.
Yeah, it was a few days before. I don't know. I know they've been pushing it recently out there. It's like everything to say, oh, you know, join, become an ambassador, you know, do all this stuff. So maybe it's just going through the red tape of everything out there.
Yeah.
So hopefully don't forget about it. I do get a ton of emails every day about challenges.
Yes, new challenges
and everything out there. Same thing like Four Loko. You do your challenges, you get your points, you can get free stuff. I mean, for what it seems that people do get a lot of care packages and stuff from Beatbox. So Kevin and myself, we decided, you know, why not? Let's dive in there.
Might as well.
Might as well go for it and see what we can get out there. Like I said, last year we did a Beatbox podcast. We tried some out. I know I did a couple in the past a few years ago out there. Yeah. So it's something that maybe we'll revisit more. We'll see. We'll see how things go. When I was at the store the other day, and I was looking at the Beatbox selection out there, so I decided to pick up some Juicy Mango.
That one's
I
a good
went
one.
With. I was like, ooh, something. I was between this and the Cherry Limeade was the other one, but I was like, oh, do I want something lime that might be a little tart? I was like, you know what, Juicy Mango
sounds good.
Sounds like a good choice.
It sounds like a good balance.
I decided to go with this guy here today. Kevin, which one do you get over there?
I got a green apple.
Okay. All right. That's
I always have high hopes for anything that's green apple.
Yeah.
Like I really want it to be so good, like the old Airheads green apple.
Yeah, Airheads green apple. Yeah, I like a green apple blow pop.
Yeah.
Is good. But then you get some green apple that we talked Cisco green apple that got dumped out. We discussed a few weeks back, and I told a story about that. So there's good green apple and there's bad green apple.
Yeah,
so you never know. And like the same thing, like I did for St. Patrick's Day when I did the sour apple Four Loko, which is not bad, but
no, it gets better as you go on.
Well, yes, that's what I said. The 13.9% certainly helps there. Let's dive in. Let's crack open these goodies we brought here today.
I got the only one with the sound effects, I guess.
Yeah, this one you got the twist-off cap.
Ooh, that sounded interesting. Hey, listen, that smells pretty good.
Does it smell like an old-fashioned?
Yes, it does.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm set.
All right.
I'm excited.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Oh.
That's refreshing, though. It really is. I like this one because it kind of gives that like sour green apple Jolly Rancher taste.
Okay.
Almost. It's not bad.
This has totally opened me up.
You know, taking candy from strangers.
It almost tastes like candy.
Oh man.
Is if you put bitters in Rumple Mints. Like it's that refreshing.
Really? Okay.
That refreshing thing that you get when you do a shot of Rumple Mints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like peppermint. It's that sensation you get when you do a shot of Rumple Mints.
Okay. Oh, like the old York peppermint patty commercials when they're like, oh, you take a bite of a York peppermint patty and you feel like you're on the outs.
Yes.
Like that euphoria like comes over
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I just felt. Definitely stout. I'm not going to say it's smooth.
It's called Tip Top, is what you said?
Tip Top.
Okay.
Tip Top.
I was looking it up while you guys were talking about Beatbox and your ambassador. And it instantly tried to sign me up for a contest, so I didn't get too far into the webpage.
Did you sign up for the contest?
I'm definitely going to enter the contest because...
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Hey, it keeps you honest though. You know, it's 37%. It's 70 proof. You can definitely feel it. Not like those ones we say, oh, you don't taste any alcohol in these things.
Let's put it in the glass and see what.
Yeah,
it looks
see.
Like.
Let's see what. See. Oh, look at that.
It's got that old fashioned color.
Yeah,
it does.
That's good.
And it actually, you know, almost has. Well, you can taste the oak from the bourbon. Yeah, that's definitely the color you want.
Yep.
That looks good. Yeah.
It does look good. Look at that. Stick to the glass.
Just don't do like wine and spit it out. You got to swallow it.
Yeah. No spitters around here.
That's right. Spitters are quitters, man.
Yeah.
It's actually clean in my glass because it was left from the last week sitting here. So it's actually cleaned it.
There you go.
It was just some leftover Sam Adams in there. So it's.
Hey, I bet. Good. Yeah, I bet that Sam Adams it'll caramelize it a little
it's
bit.
Just sitting there for a week, it's okay.
Yeah, it's a banger, definitely a banger.
Hey, speaking of bourbon, have y'all tried a bourbon called Chicken Cock?
No,
I've not. I've not. Heard
so
of that
Cody, as I said, you know, his dad passed away, and he acquired his dad's whole bourbon collection, and one of the bottles was called Chicken Cock.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good.
All right.
I didn't think I'd ever say Chicken Cock was good.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, I'll have to be on the lookout, see if I can find
it. Did you choke on it?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. It was actually really
smooth. Was it smooth? Did you swallow it? Does it?
I swallowed that Chicken Cock like a champ.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, wow.
That's what we like to hear around here.
That's right.
That's what we like to hear that. Yeah.
I'll have to ask the ladies up there at the liquor store if they know about chicken cock.
Yeah.
So what do y'all know about chicken cock?
You girls have any chicken cock over here? Wait, what? What are you looking for? Oh, okay. That's a bourbon. I swear to God, it's a bourbon. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny because he was like, what bottle you want to open first? You know, because he brought over, he's got a whole humidor full of cigars too. So we sat in the hot tub, you know, and smoked. He's got a smoking set too. So I used like the apple wood and smoked it a little bit. And,
I thought they were very interesting. Yeah.
I've never used a whiskey smoking set, but it was actually kind of cool.
I bet.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen them. I've seen videos of people doing it.
Yeah, and never done it.
No, never have.
It's pretty cool. It's actually really it's interesting. It gives it a nice subtle taste.
Strikes and blew it in my glass before.
Yeah,
that's as close to smoking bourbon.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do, and I've started seeing it. It's a big trend now on social media is the pouring liquor into a Brita filter.
I've seen that. Yeah.
I have watched that.
I've seen some of those videos too. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen, I'm like, do I really want to do this though? It's like,
right. Yeah.
Do I need to do this? That's
well, one guy did it with the cinnamon ruffle mix and he said it completely took away the burn.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I would like to, test, you know, proof it before and after.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if it keeps the proof.
Yes.
Because I mean, Brita filters are supposed to just really filter out the impurities. So what exactly does it filter out from liquor? Yeah. You know. So right. Yeah, that'd be kind of a cool little experiment. We're doing it in the name of science, guys.
That's all we do. Hey, we're always down for experiments here. You know, I mean, it's hard to top. You know, Fruit Loops and beer
Keystone.
And Loco out here. But hey, if it's Brita filter and alcohol, maybe something we'll do.
Maybe.
Hey, you never know.
This is what's left out of that 100 mil, and I feel it. It's coming on.
Yeah, see? Yeah, see, hey, that's what he said. I was going to come in there quick on you there, man. That's a big it's a little can, but it packs a punch.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Yeah, pow. But I do have to say this. I'm pretty happy with this juicy mango flavor.
That one's a really good flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, I mean the 11.1% with these guys. You know, it's something. You know, we might sprinkle in a few more of these in the podcast every now and then. We'll see if our friends at Beatbox if they're really gonna, you know, embrace us and ambassadorize us over here. Then
my dad was never around. I need a new dad, you know. So poor Loco left me like my dad did. So
just going out to
no, we left my dad.
just going to get some milk and he'll be back.
Poor
soon.
Loco went to go get cigarettes and milk.
It's okay out there. Now I did kind of tease you guys before. I told you I had a surprise.
You did.
And,
I know. I'm excited about it.
And we were talking about this stuff. We're talking about searching for things. And if you remember, a few weeks back. We were talking about the MD 2020 cans.
Right.
There were a couple new flavors, varieties out there. And I stopped in my local store, which a few weeks back finally just got in the MD 2020, the little cans. And they had all the ones, the bling bling, the orange, the pine saw one that Roadhouse I had that tasted like pine saw. The margarita, I think, was
the margarita one,
pine saw and the orange cream. And I had all those a few weeks back, and I was like, okay, I'm like, cool, I'm like, they're here, great. And then so I go into the store the other day, and they put them right by the near the register. So you're standing in line, and I picked up the Beatbox and a couple other things. And I glance over and I see the couple cans, and I look again, I do the double take. And I look at the thing, and what do I see? I see Mad Dog Jungle Juice.
Oh, man.
Right there. Yes. And then right next to that,
yes.
I see Mad Dog,
the purple drip.
There. So I had to look back. I'm like, oh, shit, they got him. So I loaded them up. I picked up three each of these. So within the next few weeks, they'll be on their way to you guys.
Oh wow!
And then we'll crack them open here.
Yes.
I still
need to send y'all that Lone Star.
We'll coincide.
Yeah,
I know you got the.
Yeah.
I know you got the Lone Star, so do like a Lone Star and Mad Dog combo episode over there.
Heck yeah.
But I was just one of those things where I had forgotten that they had it there, and I'm standing in line, and I just kind of glanced over. I did
love it.
The double take of like,
That's awesome.
Oh shit, they have it there. So I'm like loading up there. I'm like, and I give them a lot of credit. These are only $2.99.
Nice.
That's not bad. What's the ABV in it?
These are 15%.
Oh shit!
On these guys.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Oh boy.
Right, and these are what 200 milliliters. So
yeah.
Right. So
I love the clear plastic cans like that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So
yeah, those are cool.
That. So it's not too bad, you know. Six of these under $20 out the door. Yeah. So not bad, not a bad price. No. For that science. There. It is for science, as always.
For science, guys.
Out there, but like
we're chemists. Is what we're
that's it. That's what we do here. We work these things out there. So
yeah.
So something to look forward to. Stay tuned when we'll do that. If you want to see our first power rankings and our review that Roadhouse and myself did last year, that's in the archives out here. You can watch on the YouTube channel here.
I love that color, that purple drip.
I know. They are two very unique colors here. I mean, the purple drip, and then this green here.
It's like almost a turquoise-ish.
Yeah.
The jungle juice almost
over here.
That's cool.
Which is still very funny that I still can't kind of get over that they are now one of the major sponsors of WWE.
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, I haven't been watching too much recently anymore. But when I'll see the clips, either. And they have all like the logos on the ring mat now, and on like SmackDown the other week, there was right in the middle of the ring was the big Mad Dog, logo out there. It's just funny when you think, you know, MD 2020, the classic, and now they're pushing these guys. But did you
pushing those more than like? The fortified wine bottles?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this is like their big thing now is everything with these cans, which, I mean, they've been around for, I guess, just over a year now. But will they stick around? We'll see. They've done a few different things over the years. They've had the other cans, like the these type of cans, where they tried that. They did a fortified wine can, like, 6 years ago. So they try all these different gimmicks with
it.
So we'll see. Will this be the one that sticks? Because we said, I mean, this is kind of going up against the Buzzball crowd, the little can drinks. So they get
a little bit heftier
cheaper
than the Buzzballs, though.
Yeah. So interesting to see if they stick around over here. But yeah, I saw this and was pleasantly surprised when I saw it there, because I had been on the website. I've been looking at the finder on the MD 2020 website, and they were showing not in your area. And then just walking into the store randomly and seeing it, you're like, oh shit.
So it said it wasn't in the area, but it was.
Correct.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
So it said
they had the other flavors
out
there, but not these two. So it's like, okay. It's like nowhere in your 100-mile radius. So like, all right, you know, we'll wait and see. Then I just walked in randomly, look over. I was like, oh shit, there it is. So
yeah, buddy.
So hey, sometimes you get lucky. That's what we always say. You got to get searching out there, regardless of what it is. And then also, at the same spot, they finally restocked the Colt 45. They got the new brown bottle 40s in over there. Got a nice stock of the tall boy cans. So.
Yeah. So yeah, I wish I could have found the Tallboy cans. I found the 40s, got three of them. So I'm excited to open those up soon.
Yeah, you never know.
They're waiting.
I mean, yes, there's been a lot of hate with the switch this past year of Colt 45, but you never know. Colt 45 could still win.
Battle of the Booze.
You never know out there. So let's not waste any more time with the tournament update.
Yeah.
Let's get into the updated bracket here. Yes. Two rounds are down. We are going to get ready to kick off the Sour 16 in the 2026 Battle of the Booze tournament here. So let's break it out here. Let's show the people what we got here. The updated bracket here. And we will get in first we'll start in the malt liquor as we were just talking about this. So we had some tough matchups throughout the tournament so far here. And what we have now is Old English is still going strong, still moving along. A close matchup against Mickey's, but made it through there. And then another tough one with King Cobra and Natty Daddy.
Yeah.
You know.
I voted King Cobra. Yeah.
It's a tough one. I mean, we've been all in lately on Natty Daddy. And the people have been. And Natty Daddy seems to be getting more of a following
these
days. Mm-hmm. It's picking up there because, you know, I got one. I got a Natty Daddy over here that maybe once we get through. Too. And if Kevin's got one over there too.
Yes. Maybe I found that with my Colt 45.
Break that out as we go along here. But yeah, King Cobra, Natty Daddy, that's a tough one. Another tough matchup, St. Ives coming out on top over the 211, the Steel Reserve. So St. Ives is still moving along here. So in the event that if St. Ives was to somehow become the champion this year, I do have those 240s. I mean, I'm sitting on here of the old style and the new style St. Ives. I said we were talking about doing it for episode 400. But if it does happen to win, I'll do both of them to celebrate the champion. But I don't know. It's a tough road for St. Ives, though. As we said here, going up now against Colt 45, which was a tough matchup with Colt 45 double malt.
Right. You
know, the last hurrah for Colt 45 double malt. But going up against the classic
Colt 45. That's respectable right there.
So I have to say, I did vote for the double malt on this one myself. I was just like, after what we went through
for the
celebration recently, I was like, give it one more shot. You know, could it do it? It wasn't meant to be. But so Colt 45 advances. So in the malt liquor category, we have Old English 800 going up against King Cobra. And St. Ives going up against Colt 45.
I think it's Colt. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
King Cobra and Colt 45. I mean,
I said it.
Ooh, can King Cobra take down the dynasty that Old English has been building the past 3 years?
For too long.
This is the year. Now,
granted, these two have still stayed to, they're still stuck to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed about them.
Correct. Even Old English went back. I mean, when Old English went to the plastic, people hated it. But they came back. They went back to the glass bottles.
Yes,
and then that people have always been like, okay, that was like, that put them one up over Colt 45 when they went back to the glass. And then after Colt 45 now made the switch to the brown bottles, that upset a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
So we'll see. But now Colt 45 going up against St. Ives. That's another one, St. Ives, that also made the switch. It is now in a brown bottle as well. So those two are the two going against each other are two that have changed over the last year. So it's really at this point who has the nostalgia and who has the advantage, I think, of the memories of it out there. So it'll be tough. It'll be some tough matchups to go through here in the malt liquor category to see who will move along in advance in the tournament as we go along here. And then we will scoot down to the malt beverages here, which we can also kind of call Four Loko land for the most part.
Oh, over God, here. Yeah. Four Loko.
Four Loko taking a lot of the spots.
Jackpot?
Four Loko jackpot. Okay. I know Kevin was saying, you know, he was putting his money on Four Loko jackpot making a big run.
Run, yes.
This year, and still going strong after beating Four Loko Red and the Four Loko Jungle Juice. Kevin's got his buddy over there to help him in the.
he's not having it. He's not having it.
And then we had the only one juice made it to the second round, which was the Dragon Juice.
All right.
That went up against the Steel Reserve, the Spike Cherry Slushy, but Dragon Juice couldn't make it past the 211 there, which I don't know if you guys saw that juice is now pushing 16-ounce cans at 9.8% ABV. That's their new thing.
All right.
I don't know if they've been posting it on their social media out there. That I think they're still doing the 24-ounce cans at the 14%, but I think now they're doing 16-ounce cans at 9.8% as well. So trying to switch some things up there in the world of juice there, but not this year, juice. We're sorry, guys. There's always next year to hopefully advance there. And then down at the bottom here, you got Four Loko USA advancing over Four Loko Gold and Four Loko Camo advancing over the Steel Reserve, the spiked watermelon.
No there. Surprise.
So,
oh, man.
So a lot of there. So you got Four Loko Jackpot against the Steel Reserve, the spiked cherry slushy, and Four Loko USA against Four Loko Camo. I mean, I'm thinking probably a jackpot, and probably USA.
Jackpot and USA is gonna go.
Right.
And I know, as Roadhouse said, if you're a Four Loko fan, if you're a Four Loko fan, this is the tournament you voted, not that BS one that Four Loko put out on their Instagram out there with their their half-ass bracket. That
yes,
yeah.
So no, if you really want to vote for your favorite Four Lokos. Yeah. You can do it right
here.
If you really want your vote to count, come to Bumwine.
Yeah,
this is where the vote counts, guys.
Exactly. You get to vote. This is for the people to vote.
The people.
Not just Four Loko putting out saying, oh, yeah, Camo won. And people were complaining, like, oh, where's Jungle Juice? It's not even on the list. Where's this one? Where's that one? So, hey, we have you covered over here. That's why we do it. This is for the people. This is for the people out here. So that's your malt beverages.
Evil right now.
Yeah, I know. You're sitting there petting your cat here.
$1 million.
Hey, this is a pet-friendly podcast over here.
That's
you
right,
know?
Guys. He's just being needy.
Yeah, and then we'll scoot over here.
To have a guest come on.
Yeah, I know. I know. Sadly, no cats are left in here. But, yeah, they usually have the cat butt coming up in the in the podcast here. But, okay, now. What did I do? I went to the wrong one here. I clicked too far. No, don't want that one. Okay, there we go. We got too excited. Too many cats here. We got excited with the.
Too much pussy here, dude.
I know. This is what happens. You know, we're spitting. Where you got all this stuff here. So back up now on the bottom shelf here. We got the Bumwine bracket here. Sadly. Night Train
did not make it. I was
upset.
I've always been upset.
I'm hoping all the time that it would be Night Train. Could finally do it. But going up against the MD 2020, the Electric Melon. MD 2020 got the win this year. MD 2020 Gold over the MD 2020 Banana Red, which is that's kind of surprising. You know, Banana Red has an old school.
How did Gold beat Banana
do it
Red?
There.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Gold.
I do too.
I thought that the Banana Red,
Red
yeah, would be the one to go across there. But luckily, Thunderbird still going
Thunderbird
strong here.
Going
over.
He always
over,
does, Bob.
Oh, yeah. But up against, I call it being over the Blue Raspberry, the Bling Bling. Bling Bling people. A former champion. Don't forget, former Battle Blues champion, the Bling Bling.
Out.
Tough.
The Dirty Bird. Going strong there.
Yes, sir.
Then another kind of surprising one I thought was the Wild Iris Rose Red over the MD 2020, the Orange Jubilee.
Yes.
So a couple upsets.
Wow, yeah.
In this bracket here. Night Train going down, Orange Jubilee going down. Thunderbird continues on.
That matchup right there between Thunderbird and Wild Iris Rose Red. Is
that's
a
gonna
classic
be a tough
throwback.
Yeah, that's a throwback old school matchup right there. If you like the old school bum wines there, you want the originals, you know, no flavors, nothing. It's not like an MD 2020 where it's a electric melon or a gold or a pineapple. Yeah. It's like you want Thunderbird, you want Red, go for it right here. So
that's straight up bum wine.
I know that's tough. I mean, I'm gonna be partial
dude,
to the
hit my neck.
Hey, yes.
Okay, you're down, buddy. Damn,
you had your fun here.
Oh,
time for you to move on.
He's like, I'm getting your fucking jugular.
Going for the jugular here. All right,
I'm going to buy some Wild Irish Rose Red.
Yeah, there
I'm
you go.
Ready. I'm getting ready for the win.
The win. Yep. Okay, Roadhouse. I mean,
you think,
I don't know,
you
Thunderbird
think
man,
it?
The Dirty Bird. I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup. Tough matchup down there, Thunderbird and Wild Irish Rose Red for the old school guys.
Daddy,
we got
Empowered in there playing by myself, Daddy.
That's Aaron, by the way, guys.
There you go. See.
Oh God, This reminded me of Vegas, guys.
See, yeah, see, you're getting a dance there. You had the cat. You had everything out there. See, that's what you get over there. See, you never know what you're going to get here. You see, that this know. Brings in everybody.
Happy say, brother.
So we got.
He said he was going to show up. I didn't know he was going to show up like that. Yeah.
See, come from out of nowhere right there. Yep. You see, nobody's Daddy. Safe. That's... Nobody's safe out there. So anyways. Big MD 2020 matchup here with the Electric Melon against the Pineapple Gold, and then the Dirty Bird going up against the Wild Irish Rose Red.
I'm going Thunderbird versus Melon. That's where I'm going for. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Roadhouse has the opposite, right?
Listen, Thunderbird always has come through strong.
Yeah.
Wild Irish Rose has never made it this far.
Yeah. Yeah, surprising. Surprising that it.
And so this right here, this one's going to be the hardest decision for me. I don't know. When it comes time to vote, I'm going to struggle with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's your
point.
I know it's tough. It's a lot. Once you get further along in the tournament, it's a lot of tougher decisions to be made out here to see which one you're going to get. So that's the bump line.
Night Train and Melon is very disappointing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm so sad.
This is a interesting bracket, though. It's definitely a little bit more disappointments.
Yeah, it's little. It's not different. Disappointments, yeah,
but I guess upsets. Yeah,
upsets. It's different.
The bumline bracket is the one that has the most.
Conflict. Yeah, I was gonna say what are people feeling? What are people feeling this year?
That's why you're number five, man.
See. Hey, we're kind of moving to number one here.
Taking over the world,
so,
guys.
We're going to scoot up here. So last but not least, we have our friends over in the beer bracket here. So more tough matchups going along here.
That's going to be a tough one.
And we had the High Life moving on here over Rolling Rock and PBR going on against Labatt Ice. And then Busch keeps its dominance going over Natural Ice.
Busch
here.
And Coors, though, that's going to be a tough
Busch and Coors. I mean, it's two big ones here. You have Miller High Life going up against PBR.
Yeah.
And then Busch, the classic original Busch beer, going up against Coors Banquet. That's two tough matchups again here. As we said, as you go along, these matchups get tougher and tougher. You know, whoever wins this one here, I mean, that's going to be a tough one in the next round, too.
I've had all four of these in the last 30 days.
Me too. Actually, yeah. Me too. Yep. Mm-hmm. Actually, probably in the past less than 30 days. Shit.
Yeah.
They're really good go-to beers, especially like if you're drinking, you know, Busch when I mow the lawn or something like that, or a nice PBR.
Yeah, and as I was starting to say in the beginning,
I think Miller High Life and Busch are going to be.
I don't know. I think Banquet. I mean, Banquet always gets a good run. But this stuff, the High Life and PBR, that's a coin flip, I think.
Yeah, PBR's come close before.
It's a very tough lineup.
It has. PBR's made it a few times. High Life, a former champion back in 2020.
High Life has to.
But Banquet beer is another one that has a big following these days too. People love some Banquet beer.
So is it Coors
beer.
Or is it Coors Banquet?
It's Coors Banquet overall. Yes, it's Coors Banquet. Okay, okay. Coors Banquet. Yeah,
I thought it was just straight Coors. Okay, so yeah. That's gonna be a tough one then.
Yeah.
So I can see now. Yeah, Coors Banquet and Miller High Life going for sure, because Banquets, man, you can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be tough. Bob? Okay, I was going to say, we were talking about Busch before, and I was at the store the other day, and I'm looking at the beer prices, and as I'm going through, a 12-pack of Busch was actually a dollar cheaper than a 12-pack of Natural Ice or a 12-pack of Natty Light, which was kind of surprising.
That's never happened.
I thought it was, I think, $12.99 for a 12-pack of Natural Light and $11.99 for a 12-pack of Busch, which still is two prices that are a lot more than they were a few years ago. I mean, we've gone through and talked about these prices. And I remember it used to be at the same store. It was $9.99 for a 12-pack of Natural Light or Natural Ice. out there, and they've gone up like $2. And now the 12 packs of Busch and Busch Light were now cheaper than Natural Light.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
They're either the same. I mean, the Natural Light and Busch Light, you know, they're both on the very bottom, the bottom of the spectrum when it comes to light beers. And between them and Keystone Light are always very similar. But I think that's the first time I saw that a Busch and a Busch Light was cheaper than a Natural Light. So just
Busch something is what I got saw. Me, that's what got me sponsored by Four Loko.
That's true. Yeah. On. Yeah.
Because that was the. it's sad to say I was not drunk on Four Loko when I got sponsored by Four Loko.
Nobody needs to know that.
Right.
But so that's where we are now. That's where we stand in the Battle of the Boost tournament here, kicking off the Sour 16 bracket going through here. We're getting out of crunch time here. This is when it counts, folks. So that's why you got to get out there. You got to get your votes in and tell your friends. Share the links. Share the posts out there. Doesn't cost anything. Just click on a link. Just a boom,
this
boom, boom.
Go down
than
the
list.
Presidential election, guys.
It's right here. You know, it comes. Yeah. This is once a year. Presidential election is only 4 years. Every year, we get you covered here with the Battle of the Booze tournament. So hey, tell your friends, share it, and then keep tabs on here on the YouTube channel, on social media. We'll keep you up to date with the updates in the tournament and podcasts to accompany you. Because before you know it, it'll be finals time. And be in the time to crown a champion. So, hey, spread the word and tell your friends about
that.
Spread
the good word, guys.
But I think I'm going to crack open here.
The Natty Daddy.
Natty Daddy. Did not advance this year.
It didn't, but hey.
So I said, if it doesn't advance, we'll crack it open here. I know Roadhouse did have one the other day, but he drank it.
Yeah,
it disappeared somehow. I don't know. Somebody came in and robbed his house or something, and they just stole the Natty Daddy. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
the gray ghost.
Yeah, it was a gray ghost. Hey, if you go to the store and it's not there, and that's what happened to me. I went to one store, they didn't have it. I had to go to a second one. So
yeah.
So let's do a little Natty Daddy to.
That's right.
You know,
what do you got?
Celebrate.
What you got?
I've got Shotgun Wedding.
Okay.
By Country Boy,
one of the local
variety pack I picked up.
Yeah, local ones there. All right.
Yeah.
Cheers.
All right, guys. Cheers.
He's gone.
Can move on. What's next?
Well,
hey, you know that kind of goes on. That goes right along with what just happened. Called me daddy. And you know, hey, by the way, speaking of that, that's the y'all know Aaron, of course, but for those who don't, he's the head instructor now and the new owner of where Premier was, but now we're JC MMA. I now have my second degree black belt.
Hey, congratulations!
And I'm still sore from it. Yeah.
Hey, you put in the work, man. We talked last time about it. You said I was coming up.
Yeah.
And but hey, you did it. Then you drank your beer from your cup.
I did. And I drank a Real American
Real
beer.
American beer
it was very
from your
warm.
Cup? Yeah.
It was very warm. It had been sitting in my car all day.
It sounded, you know, just knowing the history and the story behind it, it's probably a blessing that you didn't get your stripe last time.
Exactly. I look back at it, and now I think about it. I'm literally James Cox's last black belt to ever be promoted.
Right.
Wow.
So it's just a... I almost cried, but I was so sore and in so much pain that I couldn't. So
you were crying on the inside. On the inside,
yeah. That workout he had us do though before, he goes, "Look, I know there's just a couple things that y'all need to retest over." He goes, "But y'all have to sweat."
Yeah.
That workout was bullshit. That was oh my god. There's one, Sasha. I'll tell you. There's one. It's a good workout if you ever want to get a good one. I could send it to you, but it was 12 separate stations, and each one was 2 minutes. Originally, it was just 1 minute per station, right? But he said for you guys, it's going to be 2 minutes, and I was like, shit, okay. So there was three straight stations, like back to back to back, and you don't get a break in between any of them. You just go straight to the next station, and the time starts. There, it was. You do push-ups or no shoulder touches in push-up position. So you're like you're touching your shoulders for 2 minutes. Then you go to the next one and you do push-ups for 2 straight minutes. And then the next station right after that is push-up position for 2 straight minutes. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know? That's like, ooh, man.
Oh, God.
I'll pass. I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I get a breath time my shoes. I'm not
sure.
That's where I was like, man, that beer, even though it was warm afterwards, it was great, you know?
It was still worth it.
Two more beers left.
Hey, there you go.
We got Cougar Bait, which I've had on the show before with Stephanie.
You better watch out, man. Your wife might come over there and
run into another banquet there. Yeah, see, those stubbies, man. You can't beat those.
I'm glad Coors did that with the Coors Banquets because when I drink a – you know, like a full can of it, and I drink like two or three of them. It's like, God bless, I'm full. But you can drink a whole six pack of those, the smaller ones. And
I haven't seen Tall Boys of Coors Banquet in a long time.
Since they first came out. I used to buy them a lot.
There you go.
Look at right here. And they're doing these, like once again, these limited edition, these throwback cans, which are
Is that the 1873s? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that. I mean, I keep looking for it.
Yeah.
I want to go on a search for one. Because I always love to have a nice, solid malt liquor beer while I'm sitting behind my shop watching the homeless people.
Well, Saturday
it's nostalgic.
Saturday I'm going to Cleveland. So
You are.
Yeah, okay. So I got to take my niece back home. Okay. So I'm going to look around real quick while I'm up there.
Searching a quick search, see what kind of goodies you can you can find over there. So what are you going to pick? Are you going to pick the Banquet or the Cougar Bait?
Listen, I think I'm going to go Banquet. I love it.
All right. Hey, why not? Hey, go with the Banquet. Do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. That's right.
I mean, I love these Banquets. These little bottles here.
Yeah.
Stubbies, whatever they're called. Yeah. Wonderful.
Oh, so I got invited to a Comic-Con and I don't know if I'm going to make it. I looked at the Comic-Con and I was like, I just don't know if me traveling up there, staying in a hotel and everything like that is going to pay for it. But it's over in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Dayton, Ohio. And I looked, and it looked like it's about the same size as the one here, which is very small. And I was like, if I'm traveling that far,
Is it worth it?
And that's what I told, because the owner is the one who messaged me. One of the guys from the Power Rangers convention tagged me in a comment because he said, I'm looking for tattoo artists that would be willing to come up here. And I was just like, I just don't know if it's going to be worth it. You know, it right now it's looking like maybe not, but I would love to go over there, but.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never been to Dayton.
It's about 3.5-4 hours from me.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, if I did, hey, you know, I'll get you a badge. You know? I'll get you a badge if you want to come to a Comic-Con.
You know? That's closer than we are now.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So, I don't know. I'm going to look more into it because I have three back. If that's the case and I go there, I'm going to have three back-to-back conventions, two of them out of state.
Yeah.
And it would just, I don't know how that would, usually I like to recover, but if I'm making money, then it'd be great. But if I'm not, it's just one of those things where I'm like, oh, I went, I did it. Cool. You know, might not do it again. So yeah, I don't know.
It's worth the time.
Exactly. And that's what I told him. And I never got an answer back.
You see me out in public. Like, oh, Roadhouse,
that's the guy that burps all the time.
You might be famous. You might be able to have your own booth or something, you know?
Well, I'd wear the luchador mask everywhere.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah.
You gotta conceal your identity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm gonna look more into it. I might go to the page and just start it's weird to do, but message people and be like, hey, how was it last year? You know?
Yeah.
You want to know if it's worth it. Yeah. Is it really a big turnout? Is it going to be, is it worth it? I mean, yeah, it's not like it's local where it's like, hey, you're driving an hour.
Exactly.
to go there. And if nothing happens, you know, whatever, but you have to you know, make a big trip over there to get your stuff.
Okay, I mean, that's a righteous drive for you.
It is. That's a pretty good drive. That's what I'm saying. And that's what I told him, because he wants three tattoo artists. And I was like, look, if I'm competing with two other tattoo artists, like, how much money am I going to make? You know? Or could you get all three of us tattoo artists in one booth and we could all three go in and then we can do it? That might be a little bit more worth it, you know? And I might, that's actually, dude, I just came up with a good idea. I might message him and see what he thinks about that. Because three separate artists is just like we're stepping on each other's feet. We're trying to compete on prices. And I don't like that. That's why I got away from it.
Generally, when you would do something like that, would all three of your money's going to a kitty and you split it three way?
No. Whatever tattoos we do is our money.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but we would split the booth. And then if needed, if it's three guys. We split the hotel thing. We get, like, you know, we say, hey, we want something with like three beds or three places to sleep.
Yeah.
And we split that. That'd be cool, you know. I'd be down for that. I mean, as long as the artists
don't like the dudes.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you know, like,
I'd be like,
I'm just gonna sleep in my truck, man.
I'd still go for your own room, but if you could, you know, split the cost of the booth and do that. If you don't really like the guys, whatever, if you're dealing with them for a couple days, you can deal with that. But if you're staying in a hotel room with the people, then that's kind of where it gets a little iffy. Yeah. With people you don't know, it's like,
I've never met the guys, It's like a reality show. We just make a whole reality show.
Let's put three tattoo artists together in a hotel room. Let's see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Four strangers stuck together. Yeah.
Three guys, two beds. What's going to happen? Like, oh, no.
We're going to experience
I'm sleeping in my truck. Y'all can have the beds.
Hardcore meat triangle.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that as long as you don't make eye contact, right?
Yeah, $20, $20.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you gotta
make
people money.
I didn't become a business owner at the age of 30, but I have some natty daddies.
Yeah, hey. But hey, every time, and these, I say, we talked the last time about natty daddy, and for 8%, these things are really smooth.
They're like, really smooth. Yeah, I can't tell it's 8%. No, I didn't even think to look. I looked before and I completely forgot, but I thought it was maybe like 5.5 or 6, but 8%.
No, daddy.
Yeah, no, these are smooth. It's not like steel. It's like Steel Reserve 8.1, and you can taste. You know that's 8.1. That's you got that flavor to it. But the Natty Daddy at the 8%, whatever they do in these things to hide it, they do a good job.
They're doing a damn good job. Yeah,
I was crushing cans this morning, and I mean a lot of cans. And I was blown away at how many Natty Daddy tall boys I was crushing, because I buy them all the time.
They're cheap. I mean, the spot I go to get these that has them, you know, just down the road from me, it's a $1.80 out the door with tax.
Yeah.
For it. For Can't a tall boy. I'm like, that's one of the cheapest tall boys out there.
Absolutely.
That you can get. And for 8%.
Yeah, they're $1.99 here.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not too bad.
That's about the price they are here. This
thing is $2.49. So I'll grab the Natty Daddy all day.
Yeah. I think, I mean, even Steel Reserve Tall Boys, the one spot now, I think it was $1.99, which was usually Steel Reserve was on the lower end of everything. Now the Natty Daddy is cheaper. It's like, for the price and the taste. I'll go with the Natty Daddy for
all
you know, 30 cents cheaper.
Oh, shit. Where'd that come from?
Daddy in probably a good, it's probably been a good like 8 or 9 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Just because I can't find them in my area, so I just kind of stick with what's in the area. But when I went and I found those Colt 45s and I saw the Natty Daddy, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I gotta get that. You know, it was just like Christmas. If anybody listening knows that feeling, it's the greatest fucking feeling in the world. It was just like, damn, I just hit the Holy Grail.
Boom. I know. That is when you, anytime you go in somewhere, when you go in there and you see something, you're like, oh shit. Like, hey, like when I walked in, I saw these guys out there.
That, that right there, like, is the holy grail of
I'm like, holy yeah. shit. I'm like, the, boom, right there.
The find is.
Like
is,
all that, that stuff out there. You see that stuff and you wish you could have gotten some of these things. I know I sent Roadhouse the picture. One of the posted Instagram of the red dog, somebody saying yes. I think about you every day, and it was a 30 pack of red dog buried in the ground, and somebody yes. mourning over the red dog, and going through, and it's funny. I was watching, you know, especially we love our classic clips here, you know, Cheers and everything, and people have been loving these Cheers clips recently, with Norm and everything, and bringing us in the followers and the subscribers. We appreciate that. Yeah. It's the old school stuff. And then even throwing in the Rodney stuff. I was watching last night. It was on Amazon Prime. I was like, back to school with Rodney Dangerfield out there, which yes. I probably haven't seen in at least 20 years would be really? The last time. I probably watched it.
It's on YouTube. Back, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was on Amazon Prime, I think, for another 7 days or something. Probably the end of the month is when they rotate and put something else in. Because I see the clips pop up where they're at the bar, and he tells the waitress, you know, bring us a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes, and then once we pass, well, somebody passes out, make it once every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
out there. And I saw the clip, and I was like, and then even on the official Rodney Dangerfield YouTube, they posted a short of it. So then I was going through last night. I'm like, you know what? I'll have to post a clip of this out there. Because I'm like, if it's fitting for us here out there when it comes to Rodney and drinking. So if it hasn't popped up by the time you guys see this video, it will be out there on the YouTube
channel. All right.
So it'll be it's out there.
What am I doing? I was watching that. I was watching the movie. And I'm like, man, they don't make movies like this anymore. It's not the same anymore.
It's really not fun like that anymore.
Where it's just like a stupid movie and watching it and going through over the past year or so with these Rodney clips of just stand up stuff and then watching the movie and revisiting it and seeing like it's a lot of the same stick from, you know, his usual stand-up routine and everything.
Yeah.
But it works. It's just funny.
It's like and it works. The hot tub with all the early 20-age girls. And, you know, they're talking. He's like, why don't you guys come over here and help me straighten out my Longfellow?
Yeah.
College, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just, I mean, the puns and the one-liners and all the things. My favorite scene is when he's at his wife's having that big bougie party.
Yeah.
And he rolls in there and he grabs that sub sandwich and he grabs that knife.
Yeah.
And he cuts it open and pulls it out. He starts filling it full of shit. That right there is my favorite scene of that whole movie.
Yeah, that
may not be funny or hilarious.
I thought it was funny. I was watching it.
His body language and the way he works the knife and
just digging out the bread.
Yes,
putting all the everything, all the hors d'oeuvres and stuff in there, and everybody's just standing there watching him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when it's oh, we can all relate to.
Yeah, you're at this, you know, snooty party, and when he's like asking for a beer And the guy working there, he's like, no, we have champagne. And he's like, I can't even get a beer in my own house. And he goes into the fridge. He grabs a Miller Lite.
Yes.
You know, because he was at the time, you know, doing the ads for Miller Lite. So it was perfect, you know, product placement.
That was pure sponsorship.
Putting that in the pocket and going out there. And then he walks away and says, hey, watch my sandwich.
watch my sandwich.
As everybody was making, everybody just standing there laughing.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
exactly how I'd be if I was rich. If I was fucking rich, they'd be serving like champagne and freaking shrimp cocktails and stuff. And I'd be like, I'm going to my fridge. Walk to the fridge, get me like a fucking Miller High Life or like a Natty Daddy or some shit, you know, and walk back to the party. Yeah. Be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Taking the big loaf of bread that's supposed to be for the hors d'oeuvres and carving in the middle of it.
You brought it back to school because I just watched Easy Money.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that predates Back to School, but it was like the lineup in that movie, you know, you had Joe Pesci and you had, you know, just the storyline is classic.
Yeah. Just,
I have to get cleaned up. I got to do this and this and this. And I'll get all this money. And, you know, everybody's pushing him hard, but he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to stay with my roots.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's yeah. what I'll do. You wouldn't even be able to tell if I was rich. If I got rich, I would just walk around like I normally do, you know? Like,
yeah, you hey, just wouldn't have to worry about, the same you know, shit, you know? Just wouldn't have to worry about the bills and stuff. All that'd be taken yeah. care of. Still do the same thing you're doing out there. Not changing. You're not going to get some big mansion, not getting this big no. fancy thing. Do no. the same thing you're doing.
In your couch.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle. He's like, fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
Oh, I love that, man. Oh, man. What was it on Dave Chappelle when he wins a lot? Or no, he gets his reparations or whatever.
Yes.
He's like, I'm going to buy you the biggest crack rock ever. And he gives his big old crack rock instead of proposing to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even look at the difference of like 20 years at we were talking about the Rodney in the 80s and then like Chappelle's show in the early
2000s. Is it? I mean,
he didn't give a shit.
20 yeah. years since Chappelle's.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
yeah. I mean,
blows my mind.
Mhm.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
I love the Chappelle show.
Holy fuck, man.
Yeah, that was like appointment TV. At the time, it was like, okay, so on Comedy mm-hmm. Central, you know, whatever yep, day, yep, 10 yep. p.m., whatever, and, you know, maybe at my friend's house, whatever, you'd be having some drinks and just, okay, put Chappelle's show, it's on, you know, this week's episode, and going through there. And then the same thing we talked about in the past, like when the DVDs came out of it, with season 1, 2,
yeah,
and, like, it's all unedited and everything, and you got, like, deleted scenes and stuff, and it was like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
I still have it sitting in there.
Yeah. No, like, oh, this is great.
We had such great television, and we had Spike TV.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Man Show. We had the Chappelle Show. There was always something great for, you know.
Always.
Now, I get so freaking pissed because everything's streaming. I like to sit back then and just hit the remote.
Yeah.
And fly through the channels. And just be like, History just Channel.
Find something good that's on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and even now, you go through what's on TV now, it's just the same crap over and over again.
I get so pissed when I turn that television on, and I want to kind of flip, and I get this spinning wheel in the middle of my screen.
Yeah.
Comes up, bloop for a second. Oh, it's garbage. Hit the button.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, fuck it. And I turn.
Yeah,
the
no,
TV.
You can't. You're right. You can't just go. You just can't go flipping channels. You got to go to the guide. You got to just scroll through that and see what's on. And you look and see it's all the same crap over and over again, every day, constantly. It's the same thing. It's like you rarely ever see anything different.
We're moving backwards, y'all.
We're
not progressing forward. We're moving backwards.
Well, dude, I had a guy, and I almost gave in. Except for it's not fiber. I had an internet guy come in and try to sell me internet. And I said, well, have y'all gone fiber yet? Is that a thing with y'all? And he goes, no, but we're trying to improve. He goes, but I can tell you right now, if you get internet with us, you'll get DirecTV for free. And I was like,
his dick's in the knot.
I was like, oh, shit. I was like, DirecTV. I was like, damn, I haven't had DirecTV or Dish or anything like that in fucking
20 years.
Long time. I was like, holy 25 shit.
25 years
like,
ago.
Nobody wants it.
Yeah. I looked at him. I said, where the fuck are you at? The Stone Age?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I told him. I was like, no. I mean, yes, I would love DirecTV because I could, the same thing Roadhouse said, I could just flip your channels. I said, but who does that anymore?
Yeah.
We can't.
You know, no. Yeah, nobody does it. I didn't even think they were still trying to sell satellite TV.
Yeah, I mean, were they actually going to come in and put a dish out there for you? I mean,
that's what they were trying to
really?
Do.
Oh,
trying
wow.
to put,
no.
a, I mean, yeah, put a dish.
Because I think there is like a,
yeah,
I don't know if it is like a streaming version of like DirecTV or something where it's not, they're not going to come and put a dish on your roof like before, but it is like some streaming version of it. If you have internet, you could get a DirecTV package and then stream the stuff.
Yeah,
but I think they're talking about gonna, actually coming out and say, "Yeah, we're going to put the dish on there."
Put a dish on my roof of the business, and I was like, yeah. I really don't know what the owner of the building would think. But also, I don't know what I think about that. Like, people walk up and they see a dish.
I have fiber internet, and it's pretty quick.
It is. That's why I didn't give in. It's because he didn't have fiber. I was like, no, I'm sorry. But
I have a shop just off my house that I need internet in. And we talked about this before, maybe a mesh or a repeater or something like that. And it just ain't feasible. So I've been looking into Starlink.
Okay.
And I think maybe that might be the way we're going to
give it
go.
A shot and see if it.
Yeah, I've been looking into that too. If it would get in my area, I'd be 100% down. He's doing sign language. This is our sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
Everything we say.
We're doing.
Yeah, see. I need more beer.
Hey,
somebody bring me more beer. Okay.
I had a friend that showed up to my house. He said, "Hey man, I just want to come over. I hadn't been over there in a while." Dude, the first thing he says when he comes in, he goes, "Helen Keller ain't fucking real. She's not a real person. There's no way." And I was like, "What are you talking That's about, odd. Man?" He goes, "There's no fucking way. She was deaf and blind, and she got a bachelor's degree. And she became one of the most prestigious women in like women's history." And I was like, "Yeah, she really did." And then apparently she also flew an airplane for 30 minutes.
In a circle?
I don't know. We watched videos and we dude, it was probably my side was hurting so fucking bad because he was getting so pissed off. He goes, "There's no fucking way, man." So apparently the lady that was like her teacher or whatever, that where she learned her first word, which her first word was water. Would like hold out her hand Helen Keller would hold out her hand and the lady would start doing like sign language in her hand, like this shit, you know? He goes, "Dude, all she's fucking doing is throwing a bunch of gang signs in her hand." He goes, "How the fuck did she know what he
was?" I thought she only had MS.
No, she was blind and deaf. She went blind and deaf at the age at 11 months old.
Yeah.
And so he was like, "Dude, how the fuck did she know it was water? How didn't she know it was liquor?" You know, I was like, "Damn, that's a good question."
Take a sip.
Like I honestly, if I was her teacher, I would have really fucked with her. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, this is pumpkin pie."
Well, you understand. Like, really, and that's why you're not out there teaching sign language to people out there. So,
stranger danger.
Oh, who's that? There's somebody robbing my house, guys.
To try to find that natty daddy. Hold on to it tight over there.
Yeah,
you know?
I better hold on to it. It might get stolen. Yeah, but no, it was the funniest shit in the world though, because he straight up came in there and he goes, "There's no way Helen Keller's a real person." And so we searched videos of actual video footage of her like speaking and stuff like that.
She's super hot.
I wouldn't say that, man. But, you know.
I don't know if I go that far, but hey. You never know. Apparently, how many?
Because I did look up. I did look up. I got very curious. I was like, "Did Helen Keller die a virgin?" And apparently she didn't. So I kind of wish I could go back in time and just be like, "Hey, how did that experience go for you?
Let me tell you.
What did you do?" you know, like, the guy wasn't blind and deaf, but what the fuck did you do?
So in my previous life, no.
Well, I think on that note, as we're going off the rails here, once you start talking about Helen Keller on a podcast, you know, it might be time to I don't know. I just finished off my daddy.
Hey, did she drink? That's my question too. Did she drink?
Yeah, okay. Hey, Kevin, your homework assignment for this week.
It is.
Read up some more on Helen Keller and find out.
I will.
If she was a big drinker over there.
She might have been.
Did she partake in a natty daddy?
And then when she got drunk, did the room spin?
Yes, that is true. How did that happen? Because I know you lay down some of those nights, and you lay down, yeah. And you're like, oh, my God, ooh, yeah. The room is spinning.
I bet it's been 30 so years since I had a day like that.
Ooh, I mean,
I hate those days.
Yeah, I mean, it's been maybe a year or two. It's happened.
It's been a little while for me. I hate those
days. Not too recently, but it's been within the past few years.
Yeah.
I think after some of these podcasts, I think I might have one of those where I laid down. And
you're like, I will say, and I probably said it before, I never can tell when you're drunk. You hide it very well.
Yeah.
Wait, who, me or Bob?
Bob.
Oh, okay, because I don't hide it very well. Yeah.
I definitely
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to hide it, but you know, it's like one of those things where, hey, I'm drunk, whatever.
No, yeah. I turned into Joe Biden. We all know that.
Yeah, and you know, once Roadhouse starts, you know, speaking gibberish over here, and he leans back. Leans you know that. Back. Yeah, he leans lean starts, back, and he just
sniffing people's shoulders.
Oh, you see his shirt rolling
across. Yeah, ladies.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, all the good stuff here. You know, finish off the natty daddy over
here.
So
we got to do some research on Tip Top.
Tip Top, very intriguing. Yes. There. Yeah, I'd love to see if I can get my hands on.
There's another one that I
drinktiptop.com. They got a contest on there where they'll build you a Bart.
Oh, okay.
So I need to fill out that.
Yeah, fill it up.
We normally do pretty good on between the three of us. One of us wins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So. There's another one. I don't know if y'all ever heard of it. It's called Toucan. Have y'all ever heard of those?
Toucan Sam?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, it's called Toucans. So it's Toucan.
Fruit Loops.
It's literally
you
like
did that with Colt 45.
I think it was a lemon drop. So okay. It was like the lemon drop mix on the bottom. And then the top can, you open it up, you peel it back, and then you pour it into the bottom can. And then it mix, and then you can put the top can on top of the bottom can, and it seals it, and then you shake it up like a margarita, and it mixes it perfectly. And yeah, so it's called Toucans. Cody actually tried it, and he got some from Georgia. He was like, "Hey man, you have to try it." And so we tried it. They weren't bad.
Okay.
It was it tasted like a. Of course, you get lemon drop in a shot, but this was like a whole drink.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
I like lemon drop.
Yeah,
I mean, can't go wrong with them, you know.
No, definitely but, something to keep an eye out for.
If y'all can find them, I mean, they're not bad. It was interesting. I haven't seen them in this area.
So but go ahead when we get off here, Devin. Just Google lemon party.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you'll like that.
It's gonna show up with like some porn site, and I'm like,
no, 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 no. Yeah,
no, I'm kidding. No, lemon. It's called lemon party.
Lemon party.
Is it the name of a drink or?
What
am I looking for? Okay.
Yeah, just let us know what you find.
I mean, well, we'll see what he finds out there. We will find out. We will reconvene. Right. You know, see what happens there. But hey, don't forget to vote in Tower 16 of the 2026 Bum Wine Bob Battle of the Booze Tournament. The action is heating up. We broke down all the matchups for you guys here this week. If you made it this long with us, hey, we appreciate it. If you stumbled across us on the YouTube channel, whatever brought you to the dance, we appreciate it. Tell your friends. Doesn't cost a thing to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And hey, look, and I got a thing, okay? All right? At 30,000 subscribers, I will tattoo myself, and I'll tattoo the BWB on my leg during the podcast.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right?
Yeah, there we go. He's throwing it out there.
if that doesn't like promote it, I don't know what does, but I think it'd be cool as hell.
Hey,
and I'm not that flexible, guys, so I will get flexible.
We'll do it. You better make sure you lock and load for that one.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would take you to do that? How long?
Oh, BWB, the logo, maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
No. Okay, that's
maybe on myself. Not bad at all. No.
All right.
Okay. And I can do it while I'm drinking.
All right. So there you go. See?
I don't promote that. Bear. Don't ever get tattooed while you're drunk. But no. Hey, I'll do it because I'm a tattoo artist.
Yeah, he's a trained professional here. Do not try this at home out there. That's right. Don't tattoo yourself. Do not tattoo yourself. Go to Kevin. If you want to get tattoos, you go to Texas.
Bam.
You go see Kevin. He'll get you squared away out there. Right. But in the meantime, hey, you said 30,000. He'll do that. But 30, until then,
guys.
Do us a solid. Just subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And vote.
Share, like, subscribe. And ring the bell. Smash that button out there. Vote in the tournament. Tell your friends. We have you covered here. The best of the worst in cheap booze. The bottom shelf. Bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor. All the good stuff. We have you covered. For Kevin the Tattoo Dude, that's Roadhouse. I am Bumwine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Motherfuckers.
I need a beer.